Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
It's Cliffo and Gabby, a little shocked at the news that broke yesterday morning, just before lunchtime, that after nearly 30 years in operation, Townsville Sizzler will be closing down in about 2 weeks' time.
Goodbye, old Sizzler. We'll miss your cheesy toast and potato skins smothered in bolognese sauce. Goodbye, old Sizzler. My God, that cheesy toast and that ice cream machine used to overfill my bowl.
Oh, so true. The overfilled ice cream. I remember that dearly because we used to go to Sizzler every single report card. So as soon as my parents received our primary school report card at the end of the term, if it was good, we went to Sizzler for dinner. So that was like our...
That was the threat, bribe to
do well at school throughout the term, because then we got to go to
school. Like, the funniest thing is, like, you know this now, you're an adult.
Yeah.
Like, no one in primary school ever gets a bad report card.
No, we didn't even get graded. It was just comments. Like, mine was always, Gabby talks too much.
That's funny.
It was always good.
It was mine as well.
Weird.
But that was always the threat. That was always the promise. If you girls, the threes, get good report cards...
Sizzler we go. So 4 times a year, we'd go to Sizzler.
God, that would have stung your olds too. 5 people at Sizzler.
Yeah, that's why we only went 4 times a year.
That's right. Got me thinking, like 30 years in operation on Woolcock Street. Sizzler has been around for a long time.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16. Love to open the phones now. What's your Sizzler memories, Townsville?
Yeah, let's all reminisce.
Because that's a fantastic Sizzler memory. That you've got, Gabs,
like
going after that's report cards drop.
It was a good time. It was a good time. I was so sick after it every single time because I ate too much. Every single time.
Yeah, my trick was, and I can do this now they're closing down. You know they got the little dessert bowls?
Yeah,
I used to get one of the plates.
Yes!
One of the plates from the food section. Yeah, and I just, like, it's not bowly, but the ice cream, the soft serve ice cream is thick enough.
Oh, yeah.
That you can just put it on the plate and it'll stay together.
That is amazing. I never thought of that. I just went back 4 times.
Sizzler was often followed by a spew in the Clifton residence.
Same.
It is closing, so we want your Sizzler memories on 13, 12, 16. Andrea, what's yours?
I actually remember there being a smoker's area in Sizzler.
Oh, really?
Smoker's area? Was this in Townsville, Sizzler?
Yeah. When I was a kid, I remember in the back corner, there was a smoker's area and you could eat your lunch or dinner.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Wow. That's how long it's been around.
That's my memory. I don't know if anyone else remembers that, but I do.
Most people have blocked out.
I don't remember it in Townsville Sizzler because I didn't grow up here, but I grew up near Newcastle in New South Wales, and there was definitely a smoking area there.
Isn't that interesting how times have changed?
Oh, so you can't
smoke anywhere anymore.
You can't smoke within 3 meters of any building now, let alone inside it, but... Wow.
That is crazy.
Old school. Thanks for that. 13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
This is Stacey.
Stacey, what's your Sizzler memory?
My husband and I had our first date at Sizzler.
Oh, that is so...
That's adorable.
Nothing says romance like cheesy toast.
Except it was a lunch date and he didn't pay for me and he didn't let me use his discount card either.
Oh,
yet you still married him. You still married the guy.
I know, I'm a glutton for punishment. What can I say?
Yeah, I love that. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
That's good, Darren, mate.
Darren, what's your Sizzler memory?
Well, I remember those little mints they used to give away in the packet?
Yes.
When we were young fellas, we used to, stuff the pockets as much as we could, and as we're walking out of there, it's like we just robbed a bank, I thought.
I'm badass. Look at these mints.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
You ever get just random people following you on Instagram? Like if you have a public Instagram account, sometimes you just get odd people just adding you on and you're like, well, okay, if you want to see my photos, cool.
I don't care. Isn't it weird? Because I'm like that on Instagram. Like just anyone can follow me.
Yeah, same.
Blocked, I don't care or whatever. But when I get Facebook
friends,
if I don't know you, it's like, nah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But it's a different platform, I guess. Like Instagram is more of a public platform where you're a bit more careful with what you post and how you're perceived. And that's why it can be public. And I got this follower the other day that really caught me by surprise.
On Insta?
On Insta, yes. So it was just one that kind of popped up and I was like, oh, this guy looks really familiar. Do I know him? And so I clicked on his profile and I was having a look and I'm like, nah, I swear to God, I know this guy. Maybe I know him from like years ago when I was in Canberra or something. It said he was an actor and I'm like, yeah, I used to be in the acting scene.
Yeah.
So maybe I do remember him from a play
you
that
did
I NIDA, did.
So maybe you know, many maybe, NIDA yeah. guys.
Maybe he was in my class. Yeah. And so I was scrolling through just to see if I could figure out where I knew him from. And then I realised it's actually Deacon from Bold and the Beautiful. So his name is actually Sean Cannon.
Like verified? It's verified. Actually the guy who plays Deacon
well,
in Bold.
I believe so. Like he doesn't have the blue tick because he's not actually that popular on Instagram.
Oh my God.
But it looks like the real deal. He's only got about 5,000 followers. But when you scroll through, like, yeah, he's got legit photos from Bold and the Beautiful set and he's got, like, his wife on there and I've done an IMDb search on him and he was in Karate Kid 3 in a few different movies in the States as well. And I was really deep in the stalking black hole.
Yeah.
And I found something that was actually really handy. So I'm glad that he started following me because my mum is a huge Bold and Beautiful fan.
Yeah.
And he's doing a special deal for Mother's Day where you can get him to record a hello to your mum.
No!
So,
how desperate is this guy for work?
You're welcome, mum.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby now on Hit 103.1.
Confession time, Gabs.
Ooh, I love confession time.
For the last 4 or 5 weeks, my Facebook page has been absolutely inundated with ads along the lines of hot single man in your neighbourhood. Click now to meet them.
What have you been saying?
I promise.
What are you saying?
Well, we do know. Your phone's listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've all had that example, like, where we're talking about maybe going to Bali.
And then suddenly trips pop up.
Or this Bali stuff comes up on TripAdvisor or whatever.
So what have you been talking about?
Okay, no. So it's nothing like that, I promise. It's completely innocent. Now, about 4 or 5 weeks ago, a show started on Channel 7. And it was a mini-series. And you know I love my true crime?
Love it, yeah.
It's like a true crime kind of thing. Mm. It was called Manhunt. Mm. And it was the story of a French woman, a French national, who was murdered and left in a park in the middle of London. And Martin Clunes, he's a well-known UK actor. Doc Martin is probably the character he's best known for playing. No. Doc Martin, the TV show.
Got it. Sorry.
Different guy.
A different doc.
Not a real doctor. this Martin Clunes was the guy in it. So I like him and I like true crime. Had everything I wanted, right? So I watch them all on the 7, like the catch-up app or whatever. There's only 3 episodes, so watch them all. And I was kind of into it because, like I said, I like my true crime. So I wanted to Google the actual real case so I could read more on it and maybe find some podcasts, because I'm a podcaster as well, about the actual case.
And yeah, you want to do that as well because when you watch a TV show or a movie, sometimes they take a bit of creative license to make the story a little bit better for visual reasons, like the Ted Bundy one and stuff. So,
well, this was a pretty outrageous story too. So I wanted to know like how much of this, because I knew it was based on true story, how much is true. So for me, the quickest way to actually get to that information that I was seeking or whatever was just to Google the name of the television show, which happened to be Manhunt.
Stripping group called
Manhunt? I'm going to tell you, legit, I got to the TV show, but the first 10 pop-ups were all man, hot man, steamy man on the Manhunt.
Half-naked men.
Find him in your neighborhood now, or whatever. And just a friendly heads up, like, while we're on it, to any budding, DIY handyman or whatever out there, Grindr, it's not a tutorial on angle grinding, guys.
Oh, you found that out the hard way.
That's not going to help your angle grinding.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Just moved into a new house over the weekend and I thought for the last couple of days that my boyfriend was either confused or just being a bit lazy because I was getting home from work to find one of the lights in the TV still going and he'd obviously turned them on before, like when he was getting ready and just left with them still on. And so I confronted him yesterday. I'm like, what are you doing? Why is the light in the TV still on? What's happening? He goes, oh no, I did that on purpose for the dog so that he can see the stairs so he doesn't fall down them and so that the TV drowns out the traffic because he's not used to the new sounds of the new house yet.
It's very sweet.
It's so cute.
I like the lights on the stairs thing because Bear is actually smaller than the average stair.
Oh,
like,
if he fell down the stairs,
tiny dog,
he'd be in trouble.
Yeah, that's right. He'd have to like jump for each stair, wouldn't he?
Well, he's just not allowed to go down them. He's banned.
Yeah, right.
And he's been very good about it.
Okay.
I think he's scared. But the TV more so because there is a lot more traffic where we are now.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's not used to those sounds.
I love this idea of leaving something on for the pet. We've got a radio on. The cat seems to like it in the garage. But 13, 12, 16, Ruth's here. What do you leave on in the house for your pet, mate?
I leave the fans on for the cat so she doesn't get too hot.
That's pretty cute.
You've just reminded me. We've got a little $12 pedestal fan as well for the cat.
Oh, my God. This is funny because you kind of laughed at me when I said the TV was on for the dog.
Yeah.
You do the exact same thing for the cat.
Out of interest, what does the cat like to watch? What does the dog like to watch? What are we leaving on across the day?
It's normally the morning show.
Morning show. Hey, morning, Larry and Carly.
Yes.
Ruth, that's really sweet, mate. I love the fan. That's a good one.
Yes.
Good owner. You're a good pet owner. 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Pam.
Pam, what do you leave on for the pet?
The radio for a parrot.
A parrot?
Ah.
What's the reasoning behind that? So you can learn how to talk or...
Talks to it.
He does talk to it.
What radio station? Yeah. Is it on Hit?
Yeah, absolutely.
So is your parrot chatting to us right now?
Probably. You're going to be talking at you and talking to you whenever I leave.
You're going to be getting home one day and the parrot's going to be like, oh, sweeping a psycho.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1. This is Gabby's Diary.
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho. These are my diary entries, legit diary entries from when I was a teenager. We are in year 8 for this current diary entry. And Cliffo, you've missed the last couple. I'm currently in a relationship with Pete. I get the bus to and from school with Pete because where I lived was so far out of town. It's an hour and a half bus trip in and bus trip back. And so all girls and boys from my town shared the bus.
Yeah.
And then I went to my all-girls school and he went to his all-boys school.
Oh, wow. So you just long for those afternoon trips.
Yeah, so this is like our social time.
Sit next to Pete on the bus.
Yes, exactly. So we've been dating for a little while.
Yeah.
And by a little while, like a month.
Oh, that is like years.
Back when you're 12.
Yeah, exactly. 12-year-old relationship terms.
So this is the diary entry from back in year 8.
Dear diary, I'm still going out with Pete. And now we joke around more because we've become friends, not just girlfriend-boyfriend. But now I'm confused again because I've been thinking about Josh. I don't know, but I think it mainly started again when Kat became friends with him at Pony Club. And both Kat and Pete have been hinting that Josh likes Kat. And maybe I'm jealous. I told Jess I like him, but no one else because I'm still going out with Pete. I've also thought about blocking Pete on MSN because he always acts weird when we're talking on the net. And then when we are talking in person, he is really nice. Anyway, as I was saying before, me and Pete are a lot more relaxed with each other and having a lot more fun. Like the other day, I was joking about how he was doing the rounds when he gave the arm of a Freddo to Jess, the head to Kat, and the legs to Macca. Lol.
What's Pete's game, man? Like, sweet as pie on the bus.
And then on
beginning
the net.
Him on MSN.
Yeah, suddenly he's a keyboard warrior.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, there's a few issues going on there. A few red flags.
And it's so typical of you two, though. You finally get a good thing and you start looking about. Like, you're not content.
What do you mean, typical? Not now,
just
but
never
back then.
Happy. No, just in general life. Never happy. Always want more. That's Gabrielle through and through. Lol.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.
WheatBix Triathlon is coming to Townsville Sunday, the 26th of May, so just a couple of weeks away. And ambassador for the entire event is the lovely Libby Trickett joining us right now. How are you, Libby?
I'm great, guys. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. Libby, you were born in Townsville, weren't you?
I was back in the day. Yeah, I lived in Townsville until I was 10. But, yeah, I feel like
feel like it's home to me. It's such a beautiful part of the world.
Where did you grow up and like go to school and all that stuff?
So I went to a few schools, which I like to tell people was not because I was a bad kid. just happened to move around. But I went to preschool at Cathedral and went to Mundingburra and then Aiken Vale as well. So.
Wow.
Yeah, I did go to a few schools before I was the age of 10.
Well, you were
expelled so from all, everyone. You heard it here first.
Primary school.
I swear I wasn't.
Were you a sporting prodigy back then when you were here in Townsville?
Look, I just loved being active. I loved being outside. Obviously, in Townsville, the weather is incredible most of the year. And so you're always able to be outside doing things. And for me, swimming was probably the love of my life, probably from about the age of 4. But I did everything. I did everything from tennis and gymnastics and athletics. Everything that I could sort of throw my hat into, I really had a go at.
And, of course, you're a multiple Olympic gold medalist, World Championship golds, Commonwealth Game golds. I'm always interested when I get to meet elite athletes, where do you keep all that stuff? Like, where do you keep your medals?
You know what? For probably the last decade or more, they have lived or resided in my sock drawer.
oh, my God.
But I have to say, we just recently got a safe. So my Olympic medals live in a safe and Lovely. The rest of them live in a trunk. So, yeah.
Well, speaking of, I've just moved house and I came across my triathlon medal that I got last year.
It's
great.
It's not good, Libby.
Everyone
actually
got a medal.
It's pathetic and sad what Gabby did.
It was the women's triathlon. And it was similar distances to what the kids do with the Weet-Bix triathlon, I'm not going to lie. And everyone got a medal. I then retired at the end of it, though, because my niece did the Weet-Bix try and she beat my time.
Oh, okay.
So I probably won't.
It's about having a go, Gabby, and I love that you had a go and you got rewarded for it with your medal, and that's awesome.
I also got a glass of champagne at the end. That's why I did it. But
it was
not what happened at the kids' triathlon.
Yeah. What was that about you being expelled from all those primary schools again? It was the funniest thing, Libby. I've never seen such audacity in my life. Like, Gabby does this tiny little triathlon, whatever. Then she has the audacity to come on the breakfast show the next day and retire from the sport. She announced her retirement.
She knows when she's been at her best, and that's good. Retire at the top of your game, Gabby. I think it's
exactly
awesome.
I peaked, and I'm not going back. No, it was really good fun though to do the triathlon, and that's what this Weet-Bix try is all about as well. Just the kids getting out, having a go, and just seeing, you know, if they love the sport. So you're going to be here for it, hey?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, the 26th of May, it's going to be an awesome day, and just like you said, it for me. What I love about this event is it's all about participation. You know, I think competitive sport has its place and I think it's really important in our society. Mm. But as well, currently there's so much options and choices for kids to be sedentary, whether it's watching telly or playing video games or whatever it might be. So we need to encourage kids to get out more and engage and participate, and that's what the Kids Triathlon is great about.
And just 2 weeks, that's happening like around the Rockpool, Jazeem Barracks area at the Strand. So if you're interested, head to triathlon.com.au. So it's try as in T-R-Y. Give it a go, triathlon.com.au. For now, Townsville prodigy and multiple Olympic gold medalist Libby Trickett, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.